following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Yes, Urban Terror Community, Urban Radio returns for a second week. Hard to believe, I know, but community support is strong. And in return, we bring you Urban Radio, live and uncensored, next.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need. Take all you can, take all you see. Take all my friends and take me too.
Once again, welcome to Urban Radio. I am your host of the show, Oswald, and have been doing this since 2001, and it's great to be back this week after such a successful beginning to 2008 last week. Thanks to the community, we did have some rather impressive numbers last week based on the Stick'em video count. We did exceed 200 viewers, and I also understand we were posted on the main Stick'em.com page, so that's very cool. It's happened before. Unfortunately, I was not able to actually check shoutcast.com for the listeners, but based on the experience from doing the show for so many years, the number of listeners probably would have exceeded about 100. So I do want to thank everybody for your support for Urban Radio. Many gamers continue to support the mod and the development team, and we are very pleased with the success that we have had to this point since the release of 4.0. And a 4.1. It goes without saying, really, but such a great community, Urban Terror, and we actually wouldn't be where we are today without the gamers. So as I always say, thank you to you, the gamers, for where we are right now. And as I mentioned last week, now that I'm done training and actually have a schedule with set days off, I have time to produce a radio show, and this is show number 2 of 2008, and with any luck, we will continue the string of radio shows for weeks to come. I think the only thing that could preempt the radio show is going to be a clan-based Nations Cup match. And I will, I'll try to do whatever I can to resolve those issues as they appear. And with any luck, we should be able to fit in clan-based matches and urban radio within a given week and just be a little bit flexible for the radio show to pop up on a Saturday or a Sunday if my days off stay as they are now. This week also begins coverage from clan-based Nations Cup 11. We did have a match last weekend as the U.S. defeated Spain. You did hear from Black Republican, who wanted me to cover the match last week, but Urban Radio and other commitments after the show, and I was not able to fit it in. Stay action, STA action from Flags and Frags begins in February, so sign your clan up. And if you've never tuned into Urban Radio, then welcome to the show. Urban Radio was developed in 2001 by myself to supplement website updates, basically. I actually have blanks of the former Radio ITG fame to thank for my start here in radio. Well, actually, shoutcasting. It all started with an 80s radio show I did prior to a show back in the day called Anything Goes. ATG, I believe, is how we summed it up. But something happened between then and now because now I can't shut up. And back then, I feared the microphone, but that has all changed. Well, actually, some of it has changed. I still play that bad 80s music that I know the community just loves to hear on a weekly basis. So you know what? Bear with me and my bad choice of music. And many forget that the community we have is really made up of older players. It's not all pimply-faced teenagers and elite script kiddies playing Urban Terror. There are plenty of 30-somethings, even 40-somethings with family and kids in it. Yes, a real job playing Urban Terror. I don't mean flipping burgers or pulling tickets or waving hello at a local Walmart. Why? Because growing up in our generation, video games is something we did as a kid. It was new. It was a hobby. Although kids of today really don't get out and kick a football. No, not the American kind. They don't get much activity except for sitting on their asses, chugging balls, eating junk food, and getting fat. But I digress. That is a rant for another time. Regardless of how or when you found the radio show, thanks for tuning in today. The numbers continue to show improvement this week in the Urban Terror community, and that's always a good thing. And we thank all the gamers out there who continue to support and play Urban Terror. But more on that later on. As for today, we have another epic show in store for you. As I mentioned, it was a great return to Urban Radio last week, but we did have our share of problems, and it just would not be Urban Radio without problems. Just ask Spellbinder. He's been with me for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years now, helping me work out the technical issues we have had in the past, and honestly, this is the best the show has ever been. Maybe not the content, but on the technical side, it's the best it's ever been. The sound quality is great. The music is great. Well, okay, great in my opinion. We have live streaming video to support the show, as well as the newest feature. It's a live call-in segment using TeamSpeak. And Chilla, I actually can't get a beer yet. It's only 10 a.m. in the morning. I got to give myself at least 1 hour, hit 11 o'clock, and then it's lunchtime, and I'll grab a cold one. I was saying a live call-in segment using TeamSpeak, which we've tried to get going in the past, and you know what? I've never been able to do it correctly, but I think we have all the details worked out, and I do believe that we will be able to bring you live a live call-in segment. As now I see the that's not even working here on my end, so that may be a setting on my my sound, but I don't know. We'll find out here. But anyways, we will get to those a little bit later on in the show. And we really have come a long way from the first show, which I should play a bit of when I find time in the future. Listening back, oh my God, it was ugly. So was the match coverage. Nothing like a four-hour marathon match is your first shoutcast that I covered for Clanbase. Talk about boring. Oh my God, camping here, camping there, just ridiculous. Now, back to the technical issues. You think you have everything checked, prepped, ready to go, and then at the last hour, problems arise. So I've continued to work on fixing the minor technical issues that were brought to our attention and should have some more of those worked out this week. Thanks to Spellbinder, we have worked out some of the bugs from last week, and we should not have any stream issues with ITG or password problems with the TeamSpeak server. I am going to have to check on the ITG servers because, as I said, ITG is actually now part of the Global Gaming League, GGL, same as Clanbase. And I'm actually still sort of using one of the test servers that ITG used to have when ITG existed as ITG. So We're on the test server today. Hopefully there's not any issues. If there are, then you know what? Go to the video side, because it's a lot more fun on the video side. We got a couple we got a few people in there right now checking in. So bear with me. Hopefully maybe, who knows, maybe we'll get a little bit more coverage on the GGL if I can parlay this into a weekly show, sort of like epileptic gaming is with DJ Wheat. Other than that, good show in store today. As I said, we'll announce the server of the week here in just a few minutes after our first break. I'll give you a little bit of a forum roundup on some of the more popular topics in the forums, providing some input from the community who spoke up and wanted to be heard. I'll also pull out the bitch box again as a demand to be heard. And this week, it's something about what I posted in the R&R forums, I don't know, about a week ago or so, about the retail possibilities for Urban Tear. And we'll also quickly touch on league coverage. Sorry, I'm getting a link here for... There it is. Okay. League coverage. We'll touch on league coverage. As I said, Sunday, tomorrow, we do have clan-based coverage from Nations Cup 11. More on that later in the show. And all that and more, including your calls via TeamSpeak, feel free to connect to the TeamSpeak server. I'll have to drop that IP here in at the break. But the IP for the TeamSpeak server, if you want to get on live with myself, it is 195.149.21.17, port 8767. I ask all those who join to please be patient. Don't disconnect. I will get to your question or comment. We're going to head into the first break here on Urban Radio. Thanks for joining us. And when we return, we'll drop you the Urban Radio server of the week. All right, so sometimes I have to go under my desk during the show. Like I said, this is a professional radio show. You get to see what we do live during the break, and that is it. The microphone for the call-in segment wasn't working because I had to stick the cam back in it because I was using that for something else. So the microphone wasn't plugged all the way in. But you know what? We're set to go. Spellbinder is the man. He's got me all hooked up now. Oh, the wife's yelling. I guess I should shut the door. You didn't hear that. But you know what that means? That actually means she's not playing Guild Wars. More on that another time. We're back live on ITG and Stick'em Video. Yes, video, one of the newer additions here to Urban Radio. And instead of actually just listening, you can now actually see what I do when I broadcast Urban Radio, like going under the desk to fix my damn microphone problems. You know, I'll admit that sometimes it's about as exciting as watching paint dry, but nonetheless, it is an added feature to the show, and hopefully in the near future, I will be adding yet another dimension to Urban Tear. It may cost a pretty penny, but I'm toying with the idea because hopefully I could write it off as a business expense, and who knows, maybe this could be picked up by the GGL like Epileptic Gaming is, although that, you know, that sort of encompasses all of gaming, where unfortunately we're just based on one game. But nonetheless, we have excellent support from everybody in the community. So again, thank you for that. If you want to watch the show, go to www.stickem.com/profile/urban radio, or you can do !radio in #UrbanTear on either QuakeNet or ETG. And you can actually see the show live and in person. Yes, that is me live and in person waving at you on the camera. This week, the Urban Radio server, we'll get to another UK-based server, as has been in the past. We've had a fairly good response to the Urban Radio server of the week, which actually ran in conjunction with the Urban Terraform's server of the month. Last week's server was Just Fragon's 4.1 mix mode server. It was the folks of all the gaming action last week, and we do thank them for their participation. And this week, we turn to Clan HSO, which stands for Headshots Only, from the UK, as they currently host the server of the week. And currently, they do have, I believe, three dedicated servers running, but we're going to pimp one in particular, the HSO UK Public CTF number one server. And I am actually in there now. I'm just spectating here. But the server is getting full, so if you want to grab your gun and hop in, 11 players right now, currently on UT Suburbs, it looks like. And we got HSO how's that? Recoils in there, Tetrahydro. So I do want to thank Tetrahydro and FFF, as they are the two admins currently. And Shady MIA is also in there from HSO, along with some old-timers, El Presidente playing. Recoils in there as well. So join up now, Urban Radio Server of the Week. And I see the IP is being spammed in #UrbanTear. Check it out. And we do thank Clan HSO for their participation as well. You can also visit their website, www.hsoclan.co.uk, for all the server information. And as always, we'll drop in the server a little bit later on in the show. Just one quick comment here from Raider of HSO. He says, we're happy for people to play with us. Anyone is welcome apart from those the bot says no to. And he says he's going to be a traitor. He's going out to party tonight, but he will download the show personally. Recoil and Tetrahydro are both senior admins, and they can help us out with any issues that we have. So again, Raider, thanks for your participation. We're glad HSO could be featured as the Urban Radio Server of the Week. If you have a clan or an admin of a server, then drop me an email at urbanradio@radioitg.com, and I'll get your server in the rotation as the Urban Radio Server of the Week. I do believe I already have a server selected for next week's show, but that could change because we are going to have a new server for the server of the month from the Urban Terror Forums, and I believe that I'll probably go with that one as we usually lead off with that before we start going into two, three, possibly four other servers for the month. First business of the day comes from the forums, and our forums have been up and running since late 2000. We've gone through many changes. But we have been thankful for the help and support of Ghost for hosting the websites and forums. up until now. And the forum activity continues to be a flurry of activity, actually, and it really has been since many new gamers continue to join the conversation and daily BS that happens every day on the forums. And I want to emphasize the word BS. We have a lot of BS in the forums. Thankfully, we do have some good moderators, Crom and Preet, who continue to help maintain a clean and smooth running forum. They don't put up with much, so just obey the rules, and everybody will get along just nice. And yes, I know HSO FFF specializes in BS and, you know, being a general asshat, but it's all good, dude. We enjoy it. You're not an asshat. You're easy to get along with. If there is one thing that doesn't make it very far in the Urban Terror forums these days, it's old threads that are rehashed by new gamers. Now, it's quite understandable when a gamer is new to Urban Terror and brings their ideas to the game. And honestly, we've heard them all. Yes, even the far-out whacked ideas like grappling hooks, and yes, even a jetpack. Now, Red Goo, who is new to the forums, was a bit harsh with some of his comments towards the current weapon set. He wanted to remove the SR-8 since it was only a prototype and suggested he also suggested a couple replacement weapons. Well, of course, his attitude as he came to the forums was not welcomed by many in the community, and they didn't take kindly to his comments. And I do believe someone even told him to go away, you smell. Of course, the forum Nazi locked the thread, but Red Goo did apologize in a private message to me on the forums and thanked me for a reasonable response. So I do believe we have a new and satisfied gamer. In the thread, we hit 1,000, continues to get some spamage, including an up-to-date player count. And based on the GameSpy stats, we still are the most played Quake 3 mod based strictly on the number of gamers. And I don't have that number now because I actually forgot to pull up that webpage. I guess I can do that now, see what it's at. I'm sure somebody else will beat me to it here, but we can check that out right now as I go to GameSpy.com/stats. And I know QTracker probably has a better number of gamers, I'm assuming, but let's see where we are on GameSpy stats. Right now, it's showing 927 players on 289 servers, so props to all of you. Next closest game, 688 players, which is no go. So big props to everybody in the Urban Terror community for continuing to support Urban Terror. Without you, the game would not go. There has been some discussion about numbers of gamers, the number of gamers now compared with those from, say, the 2.3 to 2.6 days. The numbers now actually from server to gamers has actually exceeded what we saw in previous versions. But the 2X days, many servers were populated, and we do feel that there were more clans involved in leagues. Something we're starting to see again, but not in the numbers we once had. And with any luck, who knows, maybe we can see some new clans and old alike come back to Urban Terror, show off their mad elite skills, not only in league play, but in ladder play, because I know we do have some new leagues starting up here, I believe, February, April. As I said, STA starts in February, and the IO Urban Terror Ladder, I guess Wolf's Eye is working on a couple of things as well. And you don't type exclamation mark server, it's exclamation mark radio. As now we got the dogs barking. So, like I said, I just forgot to shut the door. So much for the privacy in my own studio, huh? It doesn't happen that way, does it? Fate Swarm. Fate Swarm suggested take those 1,000 gamers, put them in a single server with a map that combines all official maps together in Urban World, and you got the first successful MMO FPS in the world. Golden Thrones, Sacks of Cash, and all that. Now, that's a pretty cool idea. I know it's unrealistic to think that, but you know what? That is a pretty cool idea. How'd you like to have a 1,000-person server in a big-ass Urban Terror world? You know, one hell of a respawn time if you're playing Team Survivor, though, I tell you. In the thread, stats are talking. As I mentioned here a moment ago, there's 200 and... this is some old data, but 258 servers are 4.1. Still 35 servers running 4.0, and actually 5 are still playing 3.7. Most of the gamers, 968 at the time of this writing, were playing 4.1, and 47 players were playing 4.0, with nobody playing 3.7. So we have about 40 servers still that need to get on the ball here and update their stuff so we can actually get some more gamers playing. But like I said, these numbers are changing daily. But the numbers do seem to be very consistent. Gamers continue to express their opinions about suggestions for 4.2. Many of those will fall by the wayside, not be implemented. Why? Well, because the game is good right now, and I don't think you want us to actually start messing with the stuff, because it could end up looking like the 2.x days where he had a string of two or three releases within a few weeks. It was just crazy mad and really something we don't want to repeat, because it was a very rough time for Urban Terror. And right now, we are giving the current version of Urban Terror 4.1 the F1 for no major changes. Unfortunately, newcomer Red Goo made another unwelcome advance, saying, I'd say recode it using the id Tech 4, but there's no point. It'll never happen, as the development team seems to want the game to stay exactly how it is now. I could crap on about how bad the sound and physics are, but anyone who has played Quake 4, Half-Life 2, Bioshock, UT3, or any other games released in the last 4 years can probably make the same judgment. Whoa, bro. Put the mouse down, step back from the keyboard. Now, I will agree with you on recoding to a newer engine, and that is obvious after using the Quake 3 engine for all these years and pushing the envelope, so to speak. Now, not sure what direction we'll go when we make that decision, but I have played Quake 4 and Half-Life 2 both on the 360, and honestly, I like how both the engines looked, and that seems to be the big issue holding the current Urban Terror back. The current game back from the comments we've received from some of those professionals in the industry. The game does need to be more art asset heavy. And again, this takes nothing away from what Blade Killer has accomplished and all the time she has put into skinning not only weapons, but player models, everything else that she does. But the engine's old, and we're limited with what we can do. And while we do want the game to, as you say, stay exactly how it is, that's really only in regards to how the game plays. And you know why? Because players were the ones who really dictated the need to keep the game fast, because it was Quake 3 and that is what they came from. So slowing Urban Terror down to, say, the walk of a Counter-Strike is just not how Urban Terror is. So as long as we can keep the physics and the gameplay of Urban Terror as it is now in the Quake 3 version, I see no reason why we could move it to a larger engine. But I have more comments on that a little bit later on the show, so I will save it for later. One of the other major aspects of the game is we do not want to lose... I lost my train of thought. Anyway, well, like I said, I got more comments on that a little bit later in the show. Not a big deal. I got nobody in the Q&A channel yet. I'm sure somebody will join up there in just a little bit. Not a big deal. If you don't want to be heard, that's cool. I don't need to talk to anybody, but I figured you guys like to be heard, and who knows? Pop in, say hi, ask you a few questions, kick you out, send you on your way. Maybe some of you have also seen the P90 rumor thread. I started that by posting an image of the FN-P90. It was skinned by Blade Killer, and wanted the community to start the coveted rumor mill running. An ex-SID team member, Crazy Butcher, actually dropped by to post an additional screenshot of the Benelli M9 shotgun, as well as a 9/11 style handgun. But he did not stop there. No, he also posted it's not new. It's an old first-person video of the PSG. That was just a screenshot he did. A first-person view of the PSG-1. It was a new updated version of the gun, unskinned. And there's also two AVIs he posted of the shotgun that I just mentioned, and a handgun. Blade Killer said the Benelli M9 shotgun was made for the next-gen game we were working on before coming back to Urban Terror 4.0. It is bump-mapped, but I do a normal detailed skin for it, so you can't tell where 3D is only painted versus bump-mapped and painted. It needs to be rigged and animations made and LODs, level of details, made. Then it would have to be coded into the game. It's a fair bit of work left on it. It's also higher poly count than our current weapons, which would also affect FPS. She does continue by saying, I really would like to skin the 9/11, or excuse me, the 1911. It's a very pretty weapon, and I haven't skinned a weapon for so long. Damn, things are interesting artistically, even though I hate their purpose. Another thread that has lost a bit of steam, but was well received by the community, was that of Bomb Mode. Why don't you play? There were many responses and opinions expressed, but one of the main concerns was that Bombo is not really a good public game mode, because it truly requires teamwork. So the match does not really turn into just a round of Team Survivor. I mean, that's usually what happens when you play when you play bomb mode in Team Survivor. Somebody's got the bomb, but you know what? They don't care. They just go after the other team, shoot to kill, and like I said, it turns into Team Survivor. Now, there have been some great suggestions on how to improve the game mode to make it more gamer-friendly, and while the development team is not really looking for a complete recode of the game mode, we are looking at potentially small fixes that could really go a long way to improve how bomb mode plays. Being able to select the bomb, a more visible color for the bomb carrier, having bomb and defuse teams change after every round. These are just a few of the ideas that were brought up. I do think Maori, though, from Portugal, sums it up well by saying bomb mode is the most tactical game mode out there of the big three, Team Survivor, CTF, and bomb mode, and requires more team play than the other two. Simply put, bomb mode in public servers is hectic. Playing in competition is great. So take that for what it's worth. And finally, Wokalee's quitting after 4.2 is released for various reasons. You can read his dramatic goodbye thread in the General Urban Terror forums. We're going to step away for a break, and when we return, it's time for the Bitch Box. Today, thanks for tuning in today to Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and we will be back right after this. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here. As you can hear, we are in the Urban Radio Server of the Week. I think the sound's probably just a bit high. There we go. This week we turn to Clan HSO, which stands for Headshots Only from the UK, as they host the Server of the Week. Currently do have three dedicated servers running, but we are going to pimp the HSO UK Public CTF one server. Here's some of the details. 81.19.209.142. Standard port, I believe. Yes, that's right. Currently, it is full. We do have 10 on 10. Actually, there may be a couple more slots. I got a private slot. I forgot about that. As we are going to drop in and join. Looking at some of the gamers in here. Triple F of HSO is still there. Decoy, Recoil, Junkie. Freak of Rough Riders. Freak's an old OG gamer. That old school gamer. Hey, Magic is even in there. Wow. Look who's stepping up. Magic. On the red team, or excuse me, on the blue team. Weeba, Captain Slow, Coffee, Tea, or me. No, I don't want either. Just my wife to get off of Guild Wars. Outside of that, it's all good. El Presidente, Fatal Air, Ricky. So, anyway. And yes, Fatal Air, you know what? We don't have Ragdoll Physics, at least in this version. But we do have Ragdoll Physics in our MX demo, which is quite impressive. But anyways, we are in, I forgot what map this is. Somebody give me the name of the map. I don't remember the name of the map. That's pretty bad. God. Yeah, I'm a little slow here. I forgot the name of the map. Which doesn't help a lot, does it? If you, it's a factory one with the train. Oh, anyways, we're in the server anyways, and I'm getting punked by every direction because I'm playing in a small window, but nonetheless... We are just near the train on the blue team as we go in search of one of the bad little orange guys there. But yeah, that's it. UT Crossing. Thank you. Oops. I just killed my own teammate. Sorry about that, dude. And then I get punked by, I think Rule is who it was. But yeah, UT Crossing. That's what I wanted to say. Jeez. Yes, Hippie, we are in the server of the week. If you would do a pound... exclamation mark. Hey, look at that. Two kills back-to-back for Oswald. Not doing too bad. We are playing CTF. Score right now is 5-0 in favor of the red team. And, you know, we're on the zero side of the scoreboard. Probably because I am playing. And, in fact, they do only have 10 players minus one dead Oswald. No big deal. And, as I said, UT Crossing is what we are playing right now. And if you want to get your server pimped, feel free to send me an email. Urban Radio. Oh, yes, I get a headshot with the AK-103. Urban Radio at Radio ITG. You got to look when you come through the door. You're going to get punked. Tetrahydro. Got a lead enema from Tetrahydro. That didn't feel all that good. But if you want to get your server on the Urban Radio Server of the Week, fire me off an email. urbanradio@radioitg.com, and I will make sure I get that information posted as we got a lot of smoke coming out of our spawn point. Take the back route that's not actually going to take me much, but back to the spawn point. Lovely. We are near the blue flag. Enemy is flanking. Okay, near silo A. We see no enemy. Oh, there goes our flag. Oh, and I'm punked, but you know what? I got the flag here. That's all that matters. So we'll drop back here maybe a little bit later as we're going to go back to the show here. And once again, I do want to thank HSO for having me promote their server. And remember, they do have a theme weekend going on right now, and you can actually check that out. They are playing CTF on the updated version of UT Swim as well. ClanHSO.co.uk for more information. This week, we bring you another installment of Oswald's Bitch Box, and this is an opportunity for me to rant and rave at the community. The original concept, well, actually, it was not all that original. It began with the first version of Oswald's Sixth Floor back in 1997. Yes, my website has been around for about 12 years, believe it or not. I can count right. Is that right? Nah, close. 9 years, 10, 11, something like that. It started in 97 when I started going to LAN parties on a weekly basis. But since that time, it was titled Oswald's Rants. But, you know, I changed that last week when Soapbox just sounded too damn political and that is not what Urban Terror is about. So this is actually my chance to give back to the community what some of them have given to us over the years we've been involved. And this week we focus on Urban Terror. Is it the real deal? Now, I make no bones about it. 2007 was a long and stressful year for me. Most of my time was spent in training for my new job, worrying and stressing, wondering if I was actually going to have a job and be able to pay the mortgage come end of the year. And my time spent on Urban Terror was almost nil. Many on the team understood where I was coming from and what my participation or lack thereof. None of it affected anything the team was working on. Now, sure, I was on the forums from time to time, stating what I knew, answering questions. This is just some of what I did. I did have to take the take off the PR hat for a bit, set it aside, but you know what? I am getting way too far ahead of myself here. Well, I was not around when the concept for Urban Terror was originally conceived. I was somewhat fashionably late to the party, but I did become a member of the development team prior to the end of 1999. And before that, I was actually head monkey at the Action Quake Map Depot for a couple of years and wanted to get out since the game had somewhat of a bleak future. Gamers were moving to Quake 3 and other next-generation games at the time, and I just wanted something new to get involved with. And after writing an article on the next Action, wondering which Quake 3 mod would take over from Action Quake 2, I hooked up with Botkiller and Dr. 8, and you know, they began working to see what I could bring to the development team. Now, honestly, I've experienced much of my lifetime of Urban Terror, and honestly, I never thought that we would still be here in 2008 talking or experiencing Urban Terror. Now, who would think a game concept from a teenager would see so much success in the future? The future and success. Just how successful has Urban Terror been? Now, we were invited by id Software to QuakeCon in 2000 and 2001 to show off our work on the game, as well as, you know, a few roundtable discussions slash presentations to gamers who were in attendance. The first release of Urban Terror actually took place at QuakeCon, August 25th, 2000. We personally met with members of id Software, including Kevin Cloud, Robert Duffy, and Marty Sreden, including some others in 2001, to discuss the future of Urban Terror. Now, after the 2000 event, myself and Sam, who was also known as Dr. 8, were invited to Activision to their Santa Monica offices to talk about the future of Urban Terror. Now, both of these events were the proverbial feather in the cap sort of experiences. Unfortunately, I do think we were a bit overwhelmed and somewhat in awe by the experiences at id Software and Activision that we really didn't comprehend the importance of each of these meetings. Now, unlike the Quake 3 Fortress team, now known as Splash Damage, we did not go into the meeting with id Software with a plan, a design concept that was looking actually towards a future. We were young, dumb kids who thought it was very cool to be courted by the likes of id Software. Who wouldn't in our position? Now, the Activision meeting, if we would have been, I don't know, if we would have been productive and gone in with an idea as to where we were going to take the game in the future, I do think it would have gone probably a little bit smoother. Unfortunately, in 2000, the developers of the game were really nothing more than enthusiasts who enjoyed developing the game as a hobby and supporting the community. Now, looking back, we probably did more harm than good for any future the game could potentially have. Now, the mod has been featured worldwide in publications from the UK and France to Canada and the US, as well as some newspapers. I know I did an interview for one in Los Angeles in a business journal talking about independent developers slash mod developers. And we've also been, we've also given interviews for countless websites. Again, this is only a small taste of success, but, you know, nothing that really put nothing more than a temporary spotlight on what we had achieved. Now, Urban Terror has always been in the shadow of another game, Counter-Strike. Now, while Urban Terror was never as successful as Counter-Strike, then again, very few games, if any, will ever reach that status coming from the mod scene. Gamers who did find the Quake 3 base game loved the feel and the gameplay we created, not only from one point X, all the way up to where we are now in 4.1. It just makes me wonder, you know, the tenure we have here with Urban Terror, the strong community support, and now the ability to play Urban Terror without paying for Quake 3, why aren't developers and publishers taking notice? Well, in reality, Urban Terror is just a small fish in a big ocean, a really big ocean. We've seen many retail games come and go with success so short-lived it would make your head spin. Many gamers along the way have commented that this game or that game would take out Urban Terror and we would fade off into the distance, but lo and behold, guess what? We are still here, and yes, we are still looking towards the future. Now, maybe I should shoulder some of the responsibility as I do wear the name tag that says Project Coordinator / Public Relations, saying that I have not met expectations that were set. But again, going back to the start of the mod in 1999 and even early 2000, there was no direction, no leadership, or understanding of where we wanted to take the mod. We were amateurs. We were doing this because we were having fun. There was never any mention of, hey, let's make a business out of this. You know, we did incorporate, though, and just after we incorporated, you know, we created, we incorporated a few years ago, and when Urban Terror was already established, and the five founders of Frozen Sand LLC now had a core team and a direction and a goal they wanted to pursue. Now, three things we did not have back in 99. So, you know, it's part of, you know, what we have now versus 99. We do have a core team who've been together for, let's roughly say, 4 years, some of us. We do have a direction, and we have a goal. Now, that gets back to the question, why is Urban Terror not getting noticed? Part of it stems from the aging Quake 3 engine, I'm sure. We definitely did push the limits, but maybe we should have already started looking for a new next generation to move the game to. Urban Terror has never really been heavy on the art asset side of development, always being limited by the hardware requirements. And as I said in the intro, with that aside, I do have the utmost respect for Blade Killer and others who have spent years, countless hours, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get the game looking like it does. Thus, the reason we lock half the CVRs so you asshats out there can't change our work. It's another reason why we don't accept community inputs for new weapon skins, new model skins, things like that. But you never know. Hey, maybe you do have a talent. Maybe you can model a gun. Maybe you can animate. Maybe you can create skins. We don't know. Just, if you think you have any of those, fire an email off to send Blade Killer a demo. Do something. But, you know, that's why we don't want people modding our mod, because we spent all these years working on it for the look and feel as we have it now. So that, there you go. That's part of the reason why. The fact is, developers and publishers alike want a game that is heavy in art assets. And this is something we did hear when our demo was played and given feedback by some professional developers. We developed the demo more on the technical side rather than looky what we did, you know, with this sort of a concept. There was a lot of planning and organization as to how we would present it. And we did end up using some Urban Terror assets to save us time as well, but also introduced some new aspects to the demos, such as drivable vehicles and ragdoll physics, which two of those were new features to the Quake 3 engine. Now, I posed this question to another professional developer, one who knows and plays Urban Terror. I wanted to get his thoughts on the future, what direction we should go in, if Urban Terror could successfully be on retail shelves. And when it comes to this point in development, nearly 9 years later, we are at a crossroads with a predicament. This industry insider noted, "I realize how much of a burden a project like this becomes after so many years. It either becomes a full-time job or goes to the next level, or you just have to move on and let it go." Now, based on that comment, we did make a decision to move forward, creating our LLC, licensing our trademark Urban Terror for software use, based on what we were told by a game attorney. And did I happen to mention that I hate attorneys. I hate lawyers. They're all assholes. Nonetheless, another positive we have going for us is that Urban Terror is nearly a complete game, and he concurs. Urban Terror is already a done game for the most part. The gameplay is set, the art is there, and there's a good set of maps. Difficult to make a case for a shelf product under those conditions. Now, we realize that there is no retail for Urban Terror using the Quake 3 engine, and this has given us an excellent start, but we still need to decide on how we're going to approach the Urban Terror dilemma. Over the years, we have concentrated more on gameplay, which you think would play a prominent role among developers, but I can't think of any game I come back to more other than Urban Terror because of one thing. That is the gameplay. And this is echoed by gamers in the community all the time, even some of those who leave and return versions or years later because they like the gameplay. Now, if we were heavy on the art asset side, would Urban Terror get the notoriety it deserves? Hell yes, it would. Pretty sells games. Pretty gets gamers. The oohing and aahing. You know, it's that sort of impact that Urban Terror needs to make. Now, which would you like me to cite? How about the last game, God forbid I bought, Battlefield 2. Great game to look at, highly detailed, really wonderful piece of artistic work, but gameplay was crap in my opinion. I'm not going to expand solely, well, Let's see. I could expand on the gameplay in BF2 in another rant, but I'm not going to do it here. As for creating the game on a new engine, it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of recoding on the part of 27. Now, this was stressed to me by our industry insider. Upgrading the technology can be a lot of work, producing new assets for a better tech, reworking a lot of code. I'd say at this point, it makes more sense to start a new game if you can strike a deal like Team Fortress 2, I suppose. Nothing is ever just handed to you on a golden platter. And you know what? We do understand that. We've understood that from the beginning. We've been giving nothing but earned everything over the years. In hindsight, I do believe we were given two distinct opportunities, but you know what? We did not make the most of them. Our hard work, effort, and commitment to Urban Terror, the community, and most importantly to our fellow development team members make us thankful for the success we have achieved. And who knows, maybe at the 4.x release series, we will be able to promote the game more heavily and possibly get some developers or publishers or, hell, bags of money interested in what we have to offer, not only in the game, but as a development team. After that little bitch, I'm ready for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear more of what the community has to offer. If you want to be heard now, connect to the TeamSpeak server, and we'll get you on the air, as we're also going to go to our From the Community segment as we lead off after the break. It's Oswald, and you're dialed in to Urban Radio, the only show that takes you inside Urban Terror. And welcome back to Urban Radio. It's Oswald here with you on a wonderful Saturday. First of my 3 days off. Looking forward to that. Got a lot planned this weekend, some of which will include some gaming later this evening. That's U.S. time. Sorry, Euros. I'll be playing later tonight when most of you should be in bed with your snuggly little white teddy bears and whatever the hell else you sleep with. I'm just kidding. But no, I will be on later tonight. And as you can hear, we are in UT Subway, created by LayEarth. We are back
in the
Urban Radio Server of the Week, this week provided by Clan HSO. You can check out all the information in Pound Urban Terror. IP address has been dropped there, so if you want to check out the server, there is some room. 11v11 right now. 22 gamers in the match. Some good gaming action going on. CTF is what we're playing. You know what? The damn red team's still winning. I guess because Decoy and Tetrahydro are both on the red team. That's why. Oh, I know why. I see why Hippie's in there. Hippie is a slacker on the red team. Hippie and slacker, those two words just sort of go together. Dude, I'm just kidding. Anyways, we are back on the server, and I am on the blue team as I'm making my way around part of the map here, trying not to shoot my own teammates. Hey, aww, I tried to steal Recoil's kill. Didn't get it. Damn. Headed over to the red base right now, going through the back hallways. Uncontested. Hey, I see the red flag. I am going to go for the flag. Yes, Oswald has the flag going down the stairs towards the subway. Uh-oh, he's got to get on the BART train. He does so. Oh, he's under attack. Hippie hitting him for 17. And URT Junkie finally taking him down with a G36 to the arse. Down I go. So again, join the fun right now. The HSO Clan FTC. CTF number one server is where we are at, and I do want to thank HSO once again for providing their server, hsoclan.co.uk, for all the information. Go there now, check it out, see what it is all about. And you know what? I'm surprised. Nobody wants to come on air and talk. Why not? We had a great time last week, talked to some good people, Clarity, Black Republican, some little French girl who didn't understand English and who didn't know who Zinedine Zidane or Thierry Henry were. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's him. I don't know. Anyways, if you want to drop in, TeamSpeak server is up, and we are waiting for your call, 195.149.21.17, port 8767. Join now. Join the Urban Terror Green Room. Spellbinder will get you on the air with yours truly. What else do we? Not very few PMs today, even. Very few PMs, and I guess we do have somebody waiting to talk here about clan base. It's going to be Tark, so Spellbinder, bring Tark on. Let's see what he has to say. Okay, bring him on. Like I said, Spellbinder and I are still working out how we're the best way to do the green room type of thing, and once we get that figured out, the transition will be a little bit more smooth. You know, you look on that. I got that white man's dance going on. The overbite. Okay, anyway, I digress. All right, well, there's Tark. Hey, Tark, what's going on, dude? What do you have for us today?
You might know about the subs issue with the wrong guide.
Yeah, you know what? Well, I don't know. Was it? I thought it was Fire from the USA. You're talking about the red card in the USA-Spain match last week?
Yeah, the red card. Fire next.
Oh, see, I've been gone too long from clan base, but yeah, I did read that, and I actually have a comment on that a little bit later, because I know what I said in the intro was sort of wrong. The USA did win, but yes, they were given a red card, which actually made them lose the match. But anyways, what were you going to say about the red card?
How do you think Nations Cup should handle the dispute, even if the like IP and on IPs from the server logs prove that the person that was on the roster was indeed the person that was playing?
Well, you know, I'm sure there's two ways to look at it. One, you're going to have the people who do it on purpose, and then you're going to have those gamers who do it mistakenly. You know, I'm sure the admins will probably go by whatever the rule states. You know, maybe the U.S. can argue the red card. Will it make a difference? No, I think the U.S. will come back just fine, and they'll probably end up being in the playoffs. But, you know, starting off with a win and then being red carded and losing that victory definitely does hurt them. But, you know, it's hard because you really can't play favorites. I mean, sure, there's some gamers who are involved in involved in Nations Cup now that don't have the best reputation, let's say, for being a good Urban Terror community gamer. They've done some shady stuff in the past. And you know what? That's going to carry with them. But, you know, if this was an honest mistake and somehow it can be, you know, proven to the clan base admins, then you know what? I think they should take the red card away award the victory to the U.S. and, you know, Spain loses. But I think at this point with the red card, and I don't know if there's been any protest put up by the U.S., but, you know, if it was an honest mistake, it's tough to, you know, tough to take that back. But anyways, I think the red card's going to stick, but, you know, maybe they could handle it on a case-by-case, you know, basis.
Yeah, we have actually disputed. We're going by proofs from, we're going to try to match the IP.
Yeah, you know, and if the IP's matching, you know, I think there's actually a legitimate, you know, a legitimate argument there. And, you know, maybe the admins would see it that rate, reverse a decision on the red card, give the U.S. a win, and, well, Spain drops down to the cellar. So, you know, hopefully the best for the U.S. that they do get that red card overturned.
Yeah, it's certainly injustice to give the win to the prison or to the team that doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, well, you know what, that happens sometimes. But like I said, I have no doubt the USA will go right through their group, Group B, and be at the top or one of the top two teams come, you know, the final round of Nations Cup qualifying. Nations Cup qualifying. And, you know, they'll make it into the playoffs, and who knows, they may even have a shot at repeating as Nations Cup's champions. We'll have to see. Anything else today?
No. All right. Thanks, Oswald. Just wanted to know what you
Yeah, cool. No problem. And you know what? We will have some Nations Cup coverage. I'm looking forward to getting back into it. And I'm sure tomorrow's going to be a little bit rusty, but nonetheless, we are going to have a good time casting Nations Cup. Tark, thanks for that. And we will check in, talk to you a little bit later. That's going to take us. We'll talk to a few other gamers here in just a little bit. In the From the Community segment, during last week's show, I was informed that game tracking software showed that Urban Terror did surpass 1,000 gamers online at once. And as I mentioned here a little bit ago, we were close to that number, 950-something, 940-something and change. And, you know, that number actually increased a little bit later to nearly 1,200. Now, this is excellent news, not only for the development team, as hard as hard work seems to be paying some dividends here with the release of 4.0 and 4.1. And Hippie, yes, I did promise you the safety dance, and we will be playing that here with a bunch of little midgets dancing around in just a little bit. It has been years, though, since the community has experienced this sort of activity. I do believe 2.3 was the last time our numbers were this high. And now remember, these figures are all relative. I brought up the Counter-Strike example last week and again this week, and they're gaudy numbers for so many years. Then again, CS was a unique mod at the time, and I don't think that any other mod will see that sort of success that quickly again. But these numbers that we have beg a question. Why? Why is the number of gamers starting to increase after 9 years? What did the development team do to get these numbers to increase? Now, I don't think you can point a finger, excuse me, on one thing that makes you say, yeah, that is the sole reason. I know some will argue that point, though, and one of the biggest reasons is because of the gaming community. The Urban Terror community has been one of the most solid communities for many years. Gamers continue to play and support the game since as far back as they can remember, some who don't even want to remember that far back, because I'm sure sometimes it can get a little bit embarrassing. The Urban Terror community, though, continues to thrive, and many return to play the latest version of Urban Terror. I mean, I just cited who? Magic here just a moment ago in the HSO server. He's been around for as long as I can remember. That clan, Rough Riders, has been around since I can remember back to 1.2. So, I mean, they've been here for years playing the game. So we have a community. We also have the ability to play Urban Terror without purchasing Quake 3 Arena. IO Urban Terror did give all gamers the ability to download our game files and the IO Urban Terror executable file and join its server. So now we have community and IO Urban Terror. Basically means free game. And how about an active and interested development team? I've said it in years past, but the development team sometimes have gotten a little bit too close and up personal with the community. Now, this is a good thing for the community because it'll make them feel like they are part of something special, but it also means that there is more more the development team must answer for. And I know Blade Killer will agree with me on this, that it's been rough at times dealing with the community with that sort of a close relationship. But, you know, it's silly to think that we can implement every change or idea that the community brings to us directly. So we're not going to be able to please everyone who plays Urban Terror, but nonetheless, the development team from day one when I came on board and prior to being on board, has been very interactive with the entire gaming community. Yes, even those who fall under the heading of whiner, complainer, noob, come on, you all remember you too were new at one point. Now, this trend has continued over the years, and we actually got the gamers involved a little bit more by creating the quality assurance team, as well as allowing the community to play test levels, for example, proving grounds before it was actually released. We've even given out server files to admins to install on their servers to provide us feedback. You remember Gosu? Well, I don't like to take credit for any of the success. It has been mentioned that Urban Radio, the Urban Radio show, has brought new gamers into the community. It might be true, but I do believe this is just another way to get the community involved in their game. That means get your ass on TeamSpeak right now so we can talk. And to get gamers involved in the game and get them that development team slash community interaction. So a combination of factors in the past and more recently all play into the success that Urban Terror is seeing right now. Thankfully, the game is very polished and has a strong gameplay, but we cannot stop here. We do need to look at the next step to shine a brighter light on Urban Terror, and without a supportive community, that light would dim. Going to step away one more time here as we're going to queue up some more music. I'll be back here in just a few minutes. It's Oswald. You're dialed in to the only show that takes you inside the game. This is Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
I like the French. I like the French. I'd like to club them with a wrench. Because they're whiny and their language doesn't make any sense. I like the European stench. Their borders are open, but their rectums are clenched. I like great French thought, the wisdom Jerry Lewis taught. Think of all the many things they've done to impress. There's wine and whiners and mines and burlesque. I like their rich French food and their never-ending gratitude. That they exude. Their chicks have hairy armpits and their waiters are rude. I like the French. I like the French. Their politicians make no sense. We'll give them Jerry Lewis if they jump in our trench.
Come on, do the same.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance.
Everybody's taking a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
Bah, I didn't get everything done I needed to get done in that song. Too short of a song there. And yes, I do like the French. Or actually, some of the French. Like that girl last week. That was still hilarious. I don't speak English, okay? Do you know French? Well, yeah. French fries? That's French, right? Anyway, welcome back to Urban Radio. Oswald here with you as we continue to bang home the show here. Almost done. Got a few things left. And that song right there went out to Hippie, who wanted to hear Safety Dance, because he and Psycho B were bagging on my tunes again last night. Pound Urban Terror on ETG. Nonetheless, there is the S-S-S-S-A-A-A-A-F-F-F-E-E-T-T-T-T-Y-Y-Y-Y. Safe, safe, dance. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Freedom Fries. Yeah, remember that bullshit? Freedom Fries. Give me a break. I don't care where French fries are from. They're French. What movie was that in? Can you cite that movie? French fries. They had a French foreign exchange student, and the whole dinner is French fries. French is mustard. Somebody's got to remember that movie. It's an 80s movie. You're good if you know what it is. Anyway, you know, I'm a little frustrated here. Call-in segment just is not going as it did last week. I don't know if you guys are all guys or girls or just have clenched rectums and don't want to talk or what, but the show is interactive here. We want to get interactive, get you involved in this show, not just hear me blabber on for 2 hours. So, again, hit the TeamSpeak 2 channel. Come talk to me. Be heard. Be heard. Or you know what? You don't have an opinion. You know what? That means we develop the game how we want to develop it. There's a TeamSpeak server, 195.149.21.17. You know, maybe it's a Saturday thing. Maybe, you know, I'm beginning to think, maybe it is a Saturday thing. Everybody's a little bit hungover after partying on Saturday night. They come home, hey, nothing to do at 10 a.m. in the morning, 1 o'clock in the East Coast, 1,800 over somewhere in Europe. Let's listen to Oswald. There we go. We are now on that other new map that looks like a Casa ripoff. What the hell map was that? Yeah, that one. I'm sorry. See, this shows you how much development I was actually in. Is this Mandolin? I don't know. This maybe is Mandolin. I take that back. No, this is that Casa-looking ripoff. What's it called? You know what it's called. Anyways, that's a map we're in here on the HSO server. Yeah, I know. No offense to the level designer, but I won't go there. I won't go there. It's Oswald here with you. We were going to do a call-in segment, but I got no callers, so I guess we'll just skip that for now. Oh, Hippie does want to promote the UAA. You can go to www.urtadmins.com. He says that the UAA is growing every day. A list of UAA hacker-free websites can be found at that site. Again, urtadmins.com. Go check it out. If you want to have a hacker-free server, he does say the Urban Terror Admin Alliance is growing daily. Looking at some of the servers that are there, Alpha Clans got their servers up there, WTF, Clam Pit, not Clan Pit, Clam Pit, FSK 401, for example, Death Server, UBU Team Server, Tux Gamers, HSO's on there, GameServers.net, the Rough Riders Server, that's an old school one. So check it out, and if you want to play on a hacker-free website, then you know what? Give that site a once-over. And I do believe we have that I forgot the sixth floor clan. How could I forget that? My wife actually started that clan ripping off my website. But now she's stuck in Guild Wars. But don't get me started on that. I don't want to go there. Tunis, thank you. Yeah, Tunis is a Casa ripoff. Come on, it's the same damn textures. But like I said, that's a rant for another time. And my show, my rant. Now we're moving to Thingley, which is a good-looking map. Blade Killer did a lot of work on that. Thanks to Rich, of course, as well. So, League News, forum activity. Clan-based Nations Cup 11 began last week with two groups, seven nations in each group. Only one match was scheduled last Sunday. That took place after Urban Radio. We even talked to the captain of the U.S. team, Black Republican, as well as Clarity. And while the U.S. team did defeat Team Spain, the U.S. was awarded a red card due to one of its players using the incorrect GID during the match. Yeah, I just meant textures look the same. Running through it, it feels like UT Casa. I'm sorry. Thank you. Sanju agrees with me. Blake Killer agrees with me. I got people on my side. Damn right. Based on Section 8 of the rules for Nations Cup 11, the last change of a GID cannot be done later than 24 hours before a match. Players who don't register the correct GID more than 24 hours before a match will be rewarded. I don't think you really rewarded or awarded with a red card and forfeit a match forfeit for their team. So Spain moves up to the top of Group B, and the USA moves to the bottom. And this week we do have a full slate of action from both groups, including Brazil versus Denmark, Germany versus Italy, UK versus Poland, Netherlands versus France. And I believe we have a couple more that I didn't mention because they were not scheduled yet. Canada, I believe, plays. But...
Congratulations.
Whoa.
You have been selected to receive 2 free iPod Nanos.
Really? Tell me more. Tell me more. You got to love those voice. Ah, there we go. Turn audio off. We don't want to hear her again. But I'm sure she'll pop back up in just a moment talking to us again. So anyways, those are the matches for this coming week. And this week, we will bring you live coverage of Germany versus Italy beginning at 12 Pacific time, 15 Eastern, and 20 GMT. Join us for a quick pregame, and then listen or watch the match live, as I call all the action of Nations Cup 11. Stronger than all action is still a few weeks off. February 10th is the start date for flags, and February 12th for frags. You can check out all the website information for more details at q3ut.sta-league.org. I know Blade Killer is going to hate me, but you know what, BK? I don't have any of her queued up here at the moment. I only queued one song last week, and you know what? That's your music, so when you're on, I'm going to play it for you. Yeah, she's a little behind. Well, the stream's a little behind. That's right. If you're watching, it's pretty much a steady stream, but if you're listening, guess what? Yeah, I got pop-up pwned. If you're listening on the audio stream, we are just a little bit behind. So I'm going to take one more break here and come back and maybe wrap things up, unless anyone out there has any more information that they would like to share with us this week as we get ready to... you know, that song's under S. That's why. Jackass. Whew, there we go. All right, we're going to take a break. Check out a few things here and come right back. It's Oswald, Urban Radio, right here, Inside the Game.
When they turn on the light.
Hey, welcome back to Urban Radio. Yes, I am a multitasking wizard here. But you know what? I'm still getting back into the groove because, honestly, this is only the second show since, I believe, April 22nd was the last show of 2007. So it's been quite a while, and I'm just getting back into the flow here. Believe it or not, and maybe it shows, but I script the entire show. I write everything out word for word and try to ad-lib as I go along. But damned if I'll forget everything I want to talk about if I don't write it down. Uh-oh, there we go. Ooh, I don't want to do that. Microphone is cutting out there. Welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald. So, yeah, we do the entire show. But like I said, I got some other additional features here in the future that could make things just a little bit easier for me. But it's going to cost me quite a bit of money, and I don't know if I want to invest that much in something that may just be a passing fad. But then again, doing this since 2001, I don't think we can call this a passing fad. But who knows? And I know Spellbinder would be with me, but he wants me to bring back Just Push Play, which is the 80s show. We'll have to see if I decide to do that. We still are in the Urban Radio Server of the Week here, Clan HSO server, playing a little CTF. But right now we're going to go back in and take another call here. This time we are going to talk to Undertaker of the Clan Urban Shadows, us-clan.net. You can find them on QuakeNet. Undertaker wants to talk about competition in League. Undertaker, what's going on?
Well, I recently seen that with Urban Terror has been taken off the TWL. So my question is, would the possibility of the creation of new leagues and competitions be something to contribute and stabilize what we lost in TWL?
You know, it probably would. TWL, I believe, was the last actual league to pick up Urban Terror. OGL, I think, started things off. You know, I take that back. Maybe STA was after TWL, but they came in about the same time, and TWL never really got the sort of response that I think we were looking for, and maybe that's because most of the gamers were already involved in leagues. OGL, I think, dropped us or whatever, but OGL went by the wayside. I don't even know if they exist anymore. But yeah, new leagues are definitely something that I think all gamers are looking to get involved in. And I know, I do know that we have some that are coming up here that are just getting started. Clan Pit ran a mini league here. As I quickly click over to the Urban Terror leagues, they started the what was it called? The Konage Cup. That's right, the Konage Cup. They started that. Balls Deep, I believe, has an IO Urban Terror Ladders. It's currently in pre-registration. And then there's also the IOURT.com league, which is also looking to start. So, yeah, I think if there's definitely interest out there. And sorry, Wolfside also has one he's working on, but I don't see the name of his on my list here as I quickly scan that. But, yeah, I think the more leagues or the more cups, more ladders you get in, the more gamers will possibly get involved. And, you know, there's a lot of good gamers out there, a lot of good clans. So I think anything we can do to get you know, more leagues, more clans involved is always going to be a good thing for Urban Terror. You got a comment?
Well, I definitely see that this game has a lot of potential with the community involvement where it keeps it well structured. It's something I see different than other games where they don't particularly take on people's comments, where this game's different and stands out from the rest. Something I definitely noticed, especially with people's contributions back into the game.
Yeah, and you know, that's sort of how it's been from the beginning. Well, even from the beginning. I mean, granted, we didn't have many leagues when we first started, you know, and we were pushing to get them. I think Clan Base ran a small one at one time, but it really took a lot of work on the part of the gamers in the community to get the interest from, you know, leagues like Stronger Than All, like Clan Base, like the OGL to actually take notice and you know, say, hey, Urban Terror is a viable game, why don't we get this one involved as well? But like I said, it's the gamers who are going to make a league go. It's not going to be the developers, it's not going to be the people behind the league. It's going to be those who take an interest, who become the admins, who ref, who provide write-ups, the gamers who play. It's going to be all of that that's going to make a league go. And you know, I think if you have a dedicated group of individuals who are willing to work on that, then yeah, I think any league ladder slash cup that starts up is going to be successful. I think all these leagues and ladders that we have coming up here are going to do nothing more than you know, help solidify what we already have, hopefully get more gamers involved, be it over in North America, South America, or over in Europe. I mean, you know, it's out there. I mean, go out there and find a league. If you can't play in a league, find a ladder. Put two or three people together and start a clan. I mean, it's definitely out there for the taking, so hopefully more gamers will get involved by, you know, finding league play. Some of them want to do that. Some of them don't. Some of them just want a pub and, you know, be their own team. But, you know, regardless of what they do, it all supports Urban Terror. But I think the more leagues, the better.
Also, I believe with the risk and sacrifice of investing, have a profitable fortune where we get more gamers, especially with any type of server from Hotties to FSK or especially Death Valley, where some risk has to be involved.
Yeah, you know, one thing that's cool is that the admin alliance there, where, you know, people are taking things, or admins are taking things into their own hands and putting up, you know, IPs and bans of individuals who are known cheaters or hackers in the community. So, you know, even though we don't have a punkbuster sort of system, I forgot what I was going to say, but even though we don't have that sort of a system, we do have admins taking things into their own hands and banning individuals who come in to be nothing more than an asshat in the community. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. So, you know, we're out there. Gamers are out there. I mean, they're going to continue to support Urban Terror. So hopefully, you know, hopefully the game goes on and things do actually become profitable on a higher level for the development team. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Anything else you got today?
Well, last thing is a game is as strong as the support of its players, pretty much.
Yep, I definitely agree, because one day it's going to come where we're going to shut the door on Urban Terror development for Quake 3 and gamers are going to be left with whatever the final version is, and, you know, hopefully it's a version that they really enjoy. But I also think, and I've said this before, that those gamers will also follow Frozen Sand regardless of what we do. Granted, hypothetically, if we went off and did a small game on a different platform but came back and either brought back like an Urban Terror 2 or an Urban Terror the next edition, whatever the hell we're going to call it, I do think that we would have an immediate following with many of the gamers who played Urban Terror on Quake 3. So, Undertaker, thanks for your question. We'll talk to you later. You have a good day. And with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And with that, I'm going to throw it out to the community here. Anything else you have before we go? Let's see. Crazy Butcher with a little bit of an opinion here. He says, by the way, I don't think you guys have to go super realistic next-gen stuff. I think URT with its Quake-ish roots wouldn't need a crisis graphics. Well, we need to make some changes. There has to be some improvement in the visual aspects of Urban Terror. We've already been told this by numerous people in the industry that the art assets have to be much improved. I mean, like I said, taking nothing away what Blade Killer and the others have done, we need a new engine. Bottom line, if we code it ourselves or if we use an existing one that's out there and pay the bags of money that it costs to get the rights to one, The visual graphic, the visual presentation and the graphics have to improve. That's going to be the only way that Urban Terror actually gets any shot at going retail is having that. And Hippie says, yeah, we need a 2v2 fun league. And that is what TWL provided. And you know what? They did. That's going to do it today. And you know what? We're going to cue a little bit of this music up. That's right. The infamous elevator music from Ricochet. Everyone asked me who this is. Well, this is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. This song is called Spanish Flea and has been a mainstay in the Urban Terror community. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Glad you could drop by. Maybe get a question in or pop onto the Urban Radio server of the week or just hang out. Anyways, another good show. Thanks to all of you who have tuned in to Urban Radio today. I do want to thank HSO for allowing us to use their server as the Urban Radio server of the week. If you have nothing going on, join their theme weekend. This week it's UT Swim. I do want to give a quick shout out to Spellbinder for his help, technical advice, and his newfound calling as Phone Slap. And finally, thanks to the gamers who make up the Urban Terror community, because without you, there would be no Urban Terror. It would just be another game. Remember, clan-based coverage tomorrow, Germany versus Italy. Sounds like a good World Cup match. We'll see how it plays out in Urban Terror. We will return next week with more from the world of Urban Terror. I'm Oswald, and I'm out of here.
that's over. All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.